Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa Williams from eBay. How may I help you?
Hello, I just had a phone call from eBay for some money coming out. $200 and something.
Yeah, you're right. So it is a confirmation call because today morning 6 o'clock. You had tried to purchase the gift card from eBay, cost you $299. So you want to place this order or you want to cancel and
no,
refund
I didn't.
Your money?
I haven't even been on eBay. I have not even been on there.
Okay. Then have you ever shared your card information, any detail to your friend, family member, anyone else?
My card, my Visa card, has been blocked because it happened last Thursday, and that card that is blocked.
Okay, that card is blocked, all right. So maybe it could possible that someone else, maybe hacker, misuse your information without your knowledge. If you want to cancel, we will help you for that.
Yes, please cancel it. I don't know what this is for eBay.
Okay.
I have not been on eBay. No.
Okay.
And do you know the card number
they're
using?
Yeah, we have it in every information in my database, all right. So no need to worry. I'm just going to start the cancellation process right now. So you need to put me on speaker mode, loud speaker mode.
I'm not sure. I'm finding it hard to understand you, but, okay.
Open the Play Store application, ma'am, or App Store, Play Store or App Store.
Pardon?
Do you have a Play Store on your mobile
no.
phone?
No,
I don't. Have an App Store. It's
an
iPhone.
Store? Yeah. Yeah, I've got an
Open
app.
It. Yes, ma'am, open it.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Open the App Store.
Okay, I've got to find it first.
Yes, ma'am, take your time.
Yeah.
All
okay.
right. So I'm going to tell you the cancellation app's name. You need to, can you see the right hand side, the magnifying glass? Give a click over there.
Okay.
So just start typing here, all in lower letter. Letter A for alpha.
What? A for alpha.
That's right, letter A. N for November, letter N.
Yes.
Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
For doctor, letter D.
Pardon?
Letter D, man. D for, D. D for desktop.
Yeah.
D for December. Yeah, then E for echo.
Yep.
S for speaker and K for kilo. X any dex. No, sorry, this application.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Desk.
Yes, ma'am. Can you see the install, get, download, any option like that?
Any dex.
Get, download.
So it's got get.
Yes, give a click on get. Very good. Give a click on get.
Hold on. I'm on any get. The after under that is Rattify. Rattify. Is that what I'm getting?
No, it's any desk red color application. Anydex remote desktop software.
Okay. Do I go on get for that?
Yeah, give a click on get, download this application. Anydex.
What am I doing this for?
Yes, ma'am. It is a secure application. Okay, it is used to secure your information to all your eBay account. All right, and block those people who try to misuse your information. And it will provide you the cancellation ID number. Once you will complete the cancellation process, you may uninstall this application anytime. It will not harm your device. It will protect you from those hackers. All right. So, have you click on get or download?
So, it's downloaded. Now, do I press open?
Yes, ma'am. Click on open.
They would like to send notifications. Do I allow it or not?
Yes, give a click on allow. All right. Now, what can you see?
I can see numbers, your address, and then it's got
yes, the cancellation ID number. That is the cancellation ID number. So just confirm me slowly, one by one, that number.
Two. Do I put it in two? Or you?
No, you need to confirm me. You need to tell me that number.
Okay. The first number is 2.
Okay.
4, 3, 2, 9, 2, 8, 7, 6.
I am confirming your number once again. It's 2432928 76. Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now ma'am, I'm going to connect you to our security department, all right? So that we will show you each and everything regarding those hacker information, how they had tried to purchase from the eBay, all right? And we will block those people and start the cancellation process right now. So once you will see, ma'am, security warning, you need to scroll down and click on 2 check boxes as soon as possible and click on accept so that the cancellation process will start it. You will see the security warning. So you need to scroll down and click on 2 check boxes. So you see the security warning? Yeah, scroll down and you will see the check boxes. I'm aware of this. Don't show me again and accept. Check on 2 boxes and accept.
I'm aware of
do it fast. And click on those boxes and accept. Have you click on 2 boxes and accept?
It says I can't click on the second one. I can click on I am aware.
No. Click on then accept. No need to click on second
okay.
box. Click on accept.
Okay.
All right.
And then.
Okay. Yes, now once again accept.
Okay.
Okay, now ma'am, can you see the start broadcast, screen broadcast, can you see that?
Yeah,
give a click on that.
What, click on which one? On
screen broadcast. Yes, screen broadcast. Yes, right. You click on screen broadcast.
I'm trying to.
All right.
I've got start.
No. Broadcast. You click on broadcast. All right. So don't touch anywhere, ma'am. Okay. We are going to connect you to our security department.
All right.
All right, now ma'am, you are successfully connected to our security department, so please hold the line. Let me check on my database. Please hold the line. All right, so. Okay, no, ma'am, I'm going to transfer your call to the security department of I'm going to transfer your call to the manager, okay? Our senior manager. So please hold the line. He will help you for the cancellation process, all right? So please hold the line.
Okay. I have no idea what this is about. So I wish I hate. Why are people doing this? You didn't get a gift card for $211, did you?
What?
A gift card for $211.
Hello?
Hello?
A very good day to you, ma'am. This is Alex from eBay headquarters. I'm the senior supervisor. Your call has been transferred to me. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm good. I find it hard to understand, but please just speak clearly and slowly.
Okay, all right, not an issue. I do believe my previous colleague has explained to you what exactly is going on.
What has happened?
I do believe my previous colleague has just explained to you what exactly is going on, right?
Some money has been taken out, morning.
The thing is that, ma'am, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299.99 for purchasing some fraudulent gift cards from eBay. Now, the thing is that we put the transaction on hold, and that's why we are calling you directly so that we can help you out and we can cancel all the charges for you. Okay.
Yes, please.
Yes. Now, what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know, ma'am. What do you see on your phone screen?
My screen says screen broadcasting, live broadcast, and then it's got OK or go to application.
Click on OK.
All right. Now it's gone to.
See?
I see it's got to tick on any box, and then it's got screen broadcast, any box, and start broadcast.
Okay, just give a click on start broadcast and then give a click on stop broadcast, okay?
Start broadcast. Now, do I click on stop broadcast?
Yes. Have you clicked on stop broadcast?
So start, stop.
Yes.
I did, and it's gone back to start.
Okay, do a thing, just close the application and open it up once again.
What do you want me to do?
Just close the application, just close this AnyDesk app and open it up once again.
How do I close it? Just go like that. Right?
Just wipe.
Now, I've got the number. I'm back at the number.
You can see your ID number.
243-292-876.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Our server is going to give you the security. You will get the security on your screen. Now, you will getting the security, okay? You just click on the blank check boxes. I'm aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Click on the blank check boxes.
That.
Now, click on accept.
And that accept isn't highlighted, only cancel is.
No, you just scroll down the page, you will get two blank check boxes. I'm aware of the risk, don't show this again, or I trust this call.
I am aware of the risk, I've clicked on that, and not show this box again, but it won't go on that one.
Do you see the accept option?
Okay, I've got that far.
Yes, now click on accept.
Accept.
Now again, click on accept.
Yep. Now I'm back to that screen broadcast.
Now click on the last option, start broadcast, and then don't touch anywhere on your phone screen.
Okay, I've done that.
Now just wait for a while, the server is verifying your ID. Just give me a moment. If you see a black box with a timer on it, the server has verified the ID successfully. Now, do you see the white background on your screen? Just click outside of that black box, okay? Touch anywhere outside of the black box.
Okay, and I'm back to that number.
Alright, that's perfect. Now swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to your home screen, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Now back to the home screen of your phone. Can you see all your regular apps and icons?
Yes.
Okay. Now you need to open up the settings from your end. Open up your settings.
Yes.
Once you're on the settings, please let me know.
I'm on my settings.
Okay, that's good. Now you just scroll down the page a little bit. You will get to see an option, display and brightness. You need to give a click on it.
What was that last bit again?
Just scroll down the page a bit. You will get to see an option, display and brightness.
Display and brightness. Okay. Uh-huh. Right, yes. Okay, got that?
Yes, click on that option. Have you clicked on it?
Yes, I am in it.
Yes, now scroll down the page. You will get to see an option, auto lock. Give a click on auto lock.
Yes. Yes.
And now you need to make it never. Make it never.
Never.
Yes.
Okay.
Now click the back button. Go back to the previous page.
Right.
Do that again.
All right.
Now scroll to the top of your screen. You will be able to see your name over there, okay? You need to give a click
on
your name, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. After clicking on your name, ma'am, do you see an option? It says name, phone number, emails. Do you see that option?
Yes.
Give a click on that option, ma'am.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Now, I'm just going to verify some of your basic details. You just scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I'm just confirming you some of the basic details which has been used for creating the fake account of eBay. Like, you have got your email address, which is rodney.phillips1.bigpond.com. This is the email address has been used for making this fake account, and your name, which is Crony Phillips, as well as your date of birth, which is 8/10/1955. These are the informations. Am I correct? Are the information
correct?
Yes, that's
my. Yes, they are. It's Rodney.
Yeah.
Phillips1@bigpond.com. Yes,
so
my birthday. Yes.
Yes. So these are all the basic informations which has been used for creating this fake account of eBay, and by using your identity details, the hackers who are doing these activities, they're pretending to be you. And they're placing this fraud charges, okay? Now,
yes.
Just now give a click on the back button. Give a click on the back button once.
Okay.
Now, do you see an option? It says payment and delivery. Give a click on it.
Payment, yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. It's loading payment and shipping, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
it's come through.
All right. Now over there, do you see at the bottom, do you see your shipping address?
Yes, 28 Highway, Woodner.
Yes, we are aware of your shipping address. But the thing is that the hackers have changed that shipping address from their end. They make the shipping address as 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. They simply changed the shipping address to United States, and they are trying to make the international transactions. And for this reason, we blocked the transaction. We put the transaction on hold so that we can help you out. Now simply come out of this page, come out of your settings, come to the home screen, ma'am.
Go to the home screen?
Yes, go to the home screen.
So I go at back and then
yes, come,
back, yes.
Yes, come to the home page of your phone.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
And yes, I am.
All right, now slide your screen from right to left. Slide your screen from right to left two, one time or two times.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, our server is going to cancel all the fraud activities which are trying to be done. As because the people who are misusing your details, they're already having your information. So we need to make sure that they're not able to do any kind of transaction. So, do you check your banking statements on online, ma'am? Do you check your banking statements
online? I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
So, yes. Now, from the phone, you just need to check all your banking statements. If you see any unusual transaction, even if it is a $1, if it's unknown for you, please let me know so that we can make a report on it and we can give you the complete security so that in future, you're not going to receive any kind of fraudulent charges. And as the refund, you will also get the cancellation amount because we don't want you to lose any of your funds, okay? So please
all
check
right.
all your statements thoroughly. I'm on the line with you, okay? Just check it from your phone.
I'm looking at my, I've got a foreign transaction fee of
$2.52. You have to do it from this phone, ma'am. You have to do it from this phone, not from any other device.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, don't use any other devices, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I just have to find it. Okay. What's on that? Login.
Once you're logged in and you're checking your statements, please let me know, okay?
Right, I'm on the card that, you know, I think they're getting it from.
Okay.
I've got a foreign transaction of $2.52.
Okay, and do you see any other transactions?
Yeah,
check the transactions for the last 3 days.
This Vodrock.com of $83.94.
Okay. It's not, it's done on US dollar. Do you see that?
The
transaction.
Yeah, US dollar. US
dollar.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's very clear now, ma'am, that your informations are getting highly compromised. Now look at the left hand side top corner, then we are back. There will be a
hold
back
on,
arrow.
Hold on.
You will click on it.
Just wait. Let me explain to you.
Yes.
That was out, and now it's gone back in. So my bank has put, remember I told you I notified my bank?
Okay.
They put that money back in.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
So, but the thing is that the people are able to make transactions. Okay. You're able to see that on your own. They're not taking any of your advice and they're able to get into your information, okay?
Alright, I'm looking at my other accounts and I can't see anything untoward there. And, my last account, no. So that's the only account I've got into.
Alright. Now just give me a moment, just stay on the line, let me talk to the senior supervisor, okay? And just give me a moment, all right?
Okay.
Stay on the line, yes ma'am. All right, I just got an update from my security officer. He will take the security steps for you. If you simply log out from your bank, I'm gonna show you something, ma'am.
Okay.
And apart from this phone, do you have any other device like any computer or laptop?
Yeah, I do, but that's what I was looking at before. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do a thing. Leave your phone as it is and be in front of your computer. Once your computer is totally on, please let me know.
I'm on my iPad.
You have got an iPad with you, right?
Yep.
And don't you have any computer or laptop, ma'am?
Oh, well, that's in another room. Not disconnected. I only use that for just doing private banking, but it's not connected to anything else. I only do an account sheet on that. It's not connected to internet, whereas my iPad and my iPhone are.
Okay, so basically you don't use your computer for your online activity, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't use internet on your computer?
Not my computer, my iPad and my iPhone.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Now, you need to open up the Google from your end. Please open up the Google on your phone.
On my phone or my iPad? Are you there?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Open up the Google from your end. Open up the Google.
Yeah, I'm on Google.
Now, on the search bar, type my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Hold on. I've got to get this bit. Yep. So, M.
M for mother, Y for yellow.
Yeah. My gov, my, yeah.
Then leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type number 1, numerical 1.
Right.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It says my 1P address location. Give a click on that option, okay?
My 1P country?
No, it's my 1P address location.
Okay, got that one, yes?
Yes. Now, do you see any option coming up? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN.
Okay, I've got that. Do I press on that?
Yes, ma'am. Press on that.
Okay.
Yes. Now, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is?
I know it's got something to do with your internet and your
exactly. So IP address means internet protocol address. Like the internet line you're using is connected through an IP address in which all of your information, all of your personal data is getting saved. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use your personal IP address. If someone is able to get into your IP address, they will be able to watch, they will be able to get all of your information, okay? And at that point of time, they will be able to compromise all your details as well. Now look on your screen, do you see it says what is my IP address?
Yeah, what is my IP address and then some numbers.
Some numbers, so that is your IP address for your own personal use. Apart from you, no one is allowed to use that IP address. If someone decodes that IP address, your internet security firewall will be broken and the person will be able to get into your internet line. Now look at the top of your screen, ma'am. Do you see a black line? It says your IP and your status at the top.
Yeah.
What
I'm
is your status?
It says I'm protected.
Okay, so you have got an alert that your internet security is unprotected. Do you see any red alert in the middle of your screen?
Yeah, it says, your online activities can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else on your connection.
So what do we do about that?
Now what we're going to do, ma'am, we're going to start up the security procedures so that we can block all the fraud activities. Now, from this point of time, you're not going to use any of your devices apart from this phone. Apart from this phone, you're not going to use your iPad and none of your computer until we allow you to use it, okay? Because we need to secure all your information and all your data. Now, we have the reports, ma'am, that you're doing banking with the Bank of SA. Am I correct?
Yes.
Apart from Bank of SA, do you do banking with any other bank?
No.
You don't, okay. And do you have any credit cards with you with that bank?
Yes.
You do have a credit card, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to start up all the security procedures in order to secure all your details. And now just come out of the Google page, come back to your regular home screen of your phone.
So I just come out of that. Okay, oh, God, Lord. All right, that and that. All right, yeah. Okay.
Now just give me a moment, let me talk to the security officer so that I can get the updates, what are the needed security we need to give you, okay? Just give me a moment, yes.
God, I'm not doing this right. How do I know I'm not doing it right? How do I know? I'm going to freak out, Rodney. You better get me a cold ice drink.
Cold ice cream?
Ice drink.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to start up with the securities, right? Like what are the, in which platforms you needed the security for mostly? Like your email, your banking, as well as your identity details. So these are the basic things we need to protect from the people who are trying to misuse your information. Now please open up the Google once again, please. Open up your Google.
Yeah, I've opened it.
Yes. Sorry for that. Now click on the search bar where you can type something and make it empty, ma'am.
Okay.
Once you're done, please tell me.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Now on the search bar, type the V as in Victoria, V.
Yeah, D.
Then A for Alpha, A. Then A for Alpha, A.
Yeah.
Then L for London, L.
Yes.
Then I for Indigo, I.
Yeah.
Then D for Doctor, D.
Yes.
Then A for Alpha, A.
Yes.
Then T for Tomorrow, T.
Yes.
Then O for Oscar, O.
O.
Then R for Romeo, R.
Right.
Yes.
And
have you done that, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now tap on search.
Okay. The W3C Markup Validation Service.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, you need to give a click on it.
Okay.
Yes. Now, first of all, tell me, ma'am, do you know anything about this website? Have you used it before?
No, I can't even see it. So
okay, all right. So, this is an Australian government website, ma'am, from where we can check all of your internet activity status. You can use it as well as for your personal use, okay? And you don't have to pay any charges over here, okay? It's a free security application for the Australian people, so that they can check their all of their internet activity status, okay? Now, if any of your internet activity is getting compromised, like your email, your shopping, your personal information, you will get the security alerts over here. Now, first of all, we're going to check what are the securities we need to check to your email and your other things, okay? Now, do you see an address bar on the middle of your screen? Give a click on it.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Now type over the www dot, all in lowercase, okay? Don't make any mistake. You need to type each and every letters in lowercase. Then type email.com. It's email, only the word email, okay? Don't make any mistake.
E-M-A-I-L.
Dot com.
Yeah, hold on. Can't click. Dot com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now slide the screen a little bit to the right and click on check.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now just wait. The server will be verifying it. Now look at the bottom. Do you see message filtering? Do you see message filtering? Just below
message.
Yes. Now look. Do you see any options? Says infos, warnings, errors, something like that, under
message
filtering.
Filtering, info,
trust,
slash, on void elements has no effect.
Now, just scroll down the page. Do you see anything? It says infos, error, warning.
Error, bad values, and a whole lot of stuff.
Yes, scroll down to the bottom, scroll down the pages, scroll it down.
But warning, error, right there,
okay.
Yep.
So these are the errors and warnings have recorded by the server, that whenever someone is getting into internet line, these errors has been generated for you, okay, so that you can get the alerts. All right. Now,
okay.
How many errors and warnings you have got? What's the total number? Tell me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You need to count one by one. Just tell me the total number at the end. There's a total number of error, warning, and info. Just tell me that last number.
Oh, right. Just so you know. Oh, right. A whole lot. 14.
It's 14, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we need to remove 14 errors from your email. Now, look at the left-hand side bottom corner. There is a back arrow. Give a touch on that back arrow.
Yes. Yep.
Do that again.
Okay.
Yes. Now make the address bar empty and put the www dot.
Right.
Make the bar empty. Yes.
Say it again.
I will type in www dot.
Yes.
Then type bankasa.com. And if you get errors and warnings just like before, please let me know, okay? And make sure you're typing each and everything in lowercase. Don't make any mistake.
Bankasa.
You're getting errors, infos. Just check it, ma'am.
And there are, this one goes on and on and on.
Please tell me the last number of errors and warnings, please.
68.
So we need to secure your banking as well. So what I'm going to do right now, please come back to your home page. Come out of this page. Come out of your Google page. Come to the home screen.
Yeah, I'm there.
Come to the home screen. All right.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to do, we're going to start up the securities in order to block these foreign hackers who are trying to misuse your details. And what we're going to do right now, I'm going to transfer this call to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency. They're going to give you the securities to your banking and your email and your identity details, so that in future No one can compromise your details from any other platforms, okay? Now, I'm just transferring this call to the security officer of the NCA department. He's going to help you out in a better way. And please cooperate with him. He's going to give you the best advices so that in future you don't receive any kind of fraudulent transaction in your account. All right, sir? All right, ma'am?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And it's lovely to have a word with you. I really appreciate your time and patience you're giving. And we make sure that we're going to resolve this problem for you. Okay? Just stay on the line. I will transfer this call to him. Yes.
Somebody took out an hour at 9 on eBay, $299.99, and sent it to America for
Hello?
Yes, madam, this is Ron Davis. Can you hear me?
What was your name?
Ron Davis from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good until this happened.
Until this happened. I understand, madam, what is going on. I understand that you're facing some trouble and some of the suspicious activities are going on. So you did not need to worry about anything because we are the technicians and we are the officers who are just going ahead and tried to check each and everything regarding this. All right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you just tell me the previous colleague whom you were speaking before, was he polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call?
Yes, he led me through. I mean, I'm so bamboozled, I don't know what I took in, but he led me through quite clearly, yes.
Okay. Now, I want to just simply make you explain what happened. There will be some random people, the hackers, what they have just done, they have tried to steal your information, such as your personal details, which has been registered in the various platform, and try to do some illegal activities with it. Okay. And the details, I'm just confirming you what type of details they have registered. They have used your name in the different places, which is known as Corinne, Corinne Phillips. All right?
Yeah.
And the email will be rodney.phillips1@bigpond.com.
That's right.
Yeah. There will be another email has been getting registered. It's corinne.phillips@icloud.com.
Well, mine is corinne8phillips@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yes. Just give me a
moment. That's the one I use for my...
Give me a moment.
My, I'm scared that these people are getting
are
on.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to somewhere?
No, I'm talking to my husband. Right.
You're talking to your husband. All right. I understand that you are a little bit worried, madam, but we are just simply here to help you to protect your account, protect your information. Understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm an old person and I used to face to face.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. I totally understand those things. I totally understand that you are worried and you are just trying to checking those things. I totally understand. Okay, so
well,
you have a demo, sir?
It's about scams and everything and people being dumb.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, just give me a moment. Let me check about the security thing.
That's our IP address, and they've got our IP address. We may have to change our email address. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't know how we do it, but we might have to change it. And if I did change it, I'd just change it to
Hello?
Yeah, just give me a moment. I'll get back to you. Give me a moment.
To rc@bigtime.com. Sounds all right?
Yeah.
If we had to change it. You don't know, my God, I don't know. This is 2 weeks. Last Thursday they did it. This week they'd try to do it. But the card's not working, so they couldn't do it. Nothing, they've given back that money they took out, and they, last week, so we're just waiting for the card, and this amount hasn't come out yet. They have stopped it.
Shouldn't come out because the card's not working.
That's right, that's done through eBay.
This is Ron Davis, madam, from the Security Department, from the Anti-Fraud Department?
Yes.
So the thing is that I want to just simply try to explain to you what is happening. Actually, as I told you, the information has been getting misused, and we have just found the account which is getting misused, which is from the Bank of SA. All right. So what we need to do, we need to put some kind of security installation onto that account so that we can go ahead and help those people who are just help you to block those people who are just trying to misusing your details, all right?
Okay.
We are going to verify, we are going to protect your information, your accounts, your phones, each and everything, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So first of all, you log into your bank ASA. I'll just verifying you your account details. All right.
You want me to go into my?
Yeah, you just log into your bank ASA, and from my end, I am going to verify your banking details which has been misused. Okay.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. ठीक है तुम
Okay.
So once you logged into your account, I'm just confirming you your account information. You need to just tell me whether I provide you the details correctly or not. Do you have any account ending with 140, madam? Any account ending with 8140?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there are two accounts which we have found which has been getting misused, which is the first account 8140 and 6140. So nothing to be worried about. What we are going to do, we are going to generate an electronic account and we are going to add an account onto your bank of SA so that what happens, whenever the hackers will active, we will just simply got their IP address and we will catch them, okay? Because once we just simply connect our electronic account onto your bank, we will start the security. And once the hacker will trying to check our account, we will get their IP locations. Understand?
Okay, right.
Yeah. So,
and this is correct.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is just for your benefit, all right?
So if I go to my bank, and just verify all this, it'll be okay.
Yes, you can verify that. But what will happen if you go to your branch, the branch people are going to block your account. They are going to block your card. But it is not helping you to protect your identity, madam. It is not about the funds you have. It is not about the account you have. Suppose somebody steal my personal information and registered it to the various platform. What will happen? I am losing all my information. They can misuse it for the various of things, correct?
Yes. So far, this one account that they've hacked into is my credit card, right?
Yeah.
That they've hacked into. They have not hacked into the other two.
Okay. No, I'm talking about the two accounts and a card which is ending with 0630. You understand?
Yeah. I'm just saying that they have not been hacked into.
They have been hacked into because they have already steal your information, ma'am. They have already steal your information because we have not put that amount. We have just simply put that amount on hold. And that is the reason they are not able to just get the charges because if we are going to release the charges, then the charges will just simply showing you onto the statement.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yeah, I wish I had my son here. I can still go to the bank and just verify.
You want to just still go to the bank and want to verify each and everything, right? Each and everything is correct or not, right?
Yeah, I can still do that, yeah.
All right. Before going, before you can go to the bank and you can verify that, but before that, let me generate the cancellation thing for you. Okay, let me just generate the transaction ID so that you can submit it all the information which I can provide you and that's how you can just simply get it to them, all right?
Okay, right.
Yeah. So look at the very bottom. Can you see at the very bottom onto your account something called cash? Give a click on cash.
At the very bottom, cash.
Press on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Click on get started. Click on get started. Press on
get
started. So there are two cancellation charge. there is a two cancellation charge for 299.99 and 199.99. We need to cancel those charges. First of all, you need to verify your account. So can you see, it will be just sending you a security code onto your mobile number ending with 2122. So put the code. If you receive any code, click on enter your secure code.
When it comes, I'm just waiting for it to come.
Sometimes it will be came up onto, or swipe your screen bottom to top and check your messages. Check it has been came up. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah,
and open up your text message.
Please
copy that code or write it down. 300-254. Now open that.
Hold on, just let me get there. 300-254.
Press on authenticate. Now we need to cancel the two charges. So click on enter the amount. Click on that enter the amount so that we can generate the charges. Yes. So put the amount over there. That two cancellation will be, put the amount
450.
Now click on get cash card. Click on that get cash code over there. Press on that. And you will get to receive a code. Please write down the code in a piece of paper, okay? Write down.
6-0-5-7-8.
And please swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
All right.
Now, once I'll let you know. Now, before going proceeding further, do not log into your account. And just give me a moment. And like we have also found something is getting registered with the calls like that. Like what is that? Calls?
What?
Anything like calls? Because those people have already registered the information with the calls. Have you used something like calls, Madam Calls? C-O-L-A-S? Calls?
No. Don't live anywhere near calls.
Okay. No problem. So simply press the home button. Okay, and I just want to, because there will be two charges which we have tried to cancel. Now, just tell me one thing. When was the last time you just simply used your PayPal, madam? You simply used your PayPal?
Oh, wow. Back in December, I think I bought Finkler Miller's.
All right. So can you just go ahead and log into your PayPal, ma'am?
PayPal.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Is there any suspicious transactions over there or not?
PayPal.
Try to check.
Recent activity, $12.99.
Yeah, I check, like, is there any suspicious activities or not? Wait,
well, it's got CA-51.99.
Like, this is the suspicious charges?
Well, I can't remember
like,
what that's
has been, you do not remember. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So, click on the wallet. At the bottom, click on the wallet.
Click
on the wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. On there. Hello.
Oh, right. So just give me a moment. And who is using the Kohl's credit card, madam? Who is using the Kohl's credit card?
Me. We've got one. I think the last time I paid it off was this month for just you know, keeping it afloat. Just what the little bit amount there is on it.
Okay, okay, okay. I understand. So go to your home screen. Go to your home screen first. You just go to your home screen.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, once you go to your home screen, what we need to do, we need to just simply cancel the charges, all right?
Now.
We need to just simply cancel the charges which has been made. So swipe your screen bottom to top, come out from the PayPal, and open the Google, madam. Open the Google Fresh page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Google Fresh page.
Okay.
And I just simply want to ask you, the card, the Visa card which you have, madam, from which account it is connected? It is connected from your your account ending with 8140, which is your incentive saver, or the card is connected to your retirement access plus savers?
No, it's just a credit card. Well, Vertigo,
it's a Vertigo credit card. All right. Okay, okay. I understand. So I'll just simply help you to cancel the charges from the gift card stores, all right? So click on the search.
Please.
Click on the search. Yeah. Click on the search. Now type in over there, W-O-L.
W-O-L.
Now, W-O-R-T-H-S, Woolworths.
Oh, Woolworths, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Woolworths.
Yeah.
Now, can you see at the top, Woolworths supermarket, shop online or in the store today? Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, just give me a moment. From this website, those people have tried to just try to purchase some kind of gift card, which we need to just cancel. All right, I do believe you are in the wrong one. So give a click on the arrow at the bottom, back arrow at the left hand bottom corner, back arrow. Yeah, give a click on that. Now scroll down the page.
Right.
Down the page. Yeah. Now, can you see? Just wait. Can you see Woolworths? There will be at the top. Go to the top where you type Woolworths. Just give a space and type over there gift card. Give a space and then type gift card. Yeah.
Right. Gift card. Yep.
Now, look over there. There will be, scroll down the page.
Woolworths card.
Click on Woolworths gift card. Can you see? Click Woolworths gift card.
Yeah.
Give a click on that. Yeah.
Yeah,
they have purchasing some kinds of Woolworths. So we need to just cancel. Now, scroll down the page little bit. Yeah, now wait, can you see something? Wait for a second. Do not go to bottom. Just give me a moment. Can you see Wish card, Wish gift card? And just next to that Wish gift card, there will be at the corner, there will be the arrow. The right-hand side corner, the arrow. Press the arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, where you see the Wish gift card, madam, where you see the Wish gift card, just next to the Wish gift card, there will be the arrow, a small arrow.
Oh,
Wish
card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, look,
where am I going?
Yeah. Look for Woolworths. Yeah, wait. Now, can you see the W with the greenery? Wait. Don't go far. Can you see Liquor Merchants? Just left to that, there will be the arrow. Give a click on the back arrow, left corner, just for one time.
Okay.
Now, can you see the W with the greenery sign? Yeah. In the white one, gift card? Yeah. Click on Shop Now. Press on that, Shop Now. Or select. Press on that select.
Oh, I did Shop Now.
Okay, no. Okay. Sorry that. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back
arrow.
Now, please go to the top. Go to the top. Scroll the page to the top.
Okay.
Go to the top. Yeah, now again press the, just next to the WIS, press the arrow and look for W. On the right hand corner, madam. Okay, yeah. Oh, sorry, on the left hand, sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah. There will be a W light with the greener. Yes, yes, correct. So click on select. There will be a small green select. Press on select. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to ask you, the card which you have just told me, it is connected to your account or it's a different credit card? I am talking about the Visa card which is connected either to your incentive saver or either to your retirement account, Access Plus Saves. Can you just confirm me?
What do you want to know?
I'm asking you.
It's a credit card Visa.
Yeah.
The
Vertigo Visa. From which account it is connected? The Vertigo Visa?
To my debit Visa. Yeah.
Yeah. From which account it is connected?
Yeah, to, well, I guess the savings account.
Like the incentive saver account, correct?
No, the retirement one, I say.
The retirement one,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
First, what do we need to do? We need to active the sensor and we need to start the security onto your card and then we can go ahead and cancel the cards for you, that gift card for you, all right? You just swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen.
Yeah. So you're only...
Okay. Now, you just simply just tell me one thing. Like, do you have the card with you? Do you have the Visa card with you, madam?
I've got my card with me.
Yeah. So what you need to do, once you open up the camera, your sensor will be active. And then the sensor will start the security onto your card, okay? So you just simply open up the camera onto your mobile phone.
Right.
Yeah. Once you open up the camera, so you need to focus on the front side onto your card. Put the card on the table, that Visa card. And focus it onto your card. And you'll get to see a green small dot will be showing onto your card.
See a green small dot, Rodney? I can't see a green small dot.
At the top, can you see a green dot has been just simply blink at the top onto the camera right hand top corner?
Focusing my card.
Flip the card. Focus on the back side. Yeah.
No.
Look at the back side, madam. Look at the back side.
Yeah, on the back, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Now, once you're on the back side of your card, just give me a moment. Focus it on the... is the light is coming clear there? Is the light is coming clear?
You want me to take a photo of it?
You can. If you want, you can take a picture of that.
Are you putting the card
number? Okay. Okay.
Wait for a second. Just give me a moment. No, just give me a moment. So you just take a picture or just...
I did take a picture.
Okay. Now come out from the camera. Close the camera. All right. Now swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Once you go to your home screen, you need to open the Google page. Open up the Google. Press on Google.
Yeah.
Now click on the search. First we need to verify everything will be protected or not. Now type in over there W for whiskey, letter W.
Right.
Now, W, then 3, number 3.
Yeah.
Then C for Charlie.
C.
Now, do you see the first option as coming up, W3C
Validator?
Yeah, click on that, W3C Validator. Now, this is the website which help you to protect your information. So give a click on the first option, the W3C Marker Validation Service. Give a click on that.
Yep.
and you will get to see the validator page will came up. Zoom in that page a little bit. Zoom in that page.
Yeah.
Now, can you see that in the top, there will be three options. Validate by URI, validate by file upload, then validate by direct input.
Yeah.
Click on validate by direct input. Once you click on that, it will be just giving you a big box. Click on validate by direct input. So what you need to do, tap on the middle of that page. You have made a mistake. Tap on the middle on the page.
What?
Yeah. So click. Can you see a big white box has been coming up? Now,
yeah.
What you need to do, you need to put whatever the things I'll tell you, you need to put it, and then we will just verify whether everything will be protected or not. Okay. You just put your full name first. Put your full name. And suppose if you have any middle name, you need to put your middle name either. And
what?
Yeah. Now, please press on return. Look at the right hand bottom on your keyboard. Yeah. Now put your address with the postcode.
My street address?
Yeah, yeah. Your residential address with the postcode. Now you're done?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, swipe the screen bottom to top. Check, do you have any message you have received? Any text message? Or cancellation, anything? Any text message?
Your online banking access has been blocked due
Correct. We have just put a blocker onto it. It will be just blocked for just few minutes. So once we just simply start the security, it will be coming up. So give a click on the back arrow at the right-hand side or left-hand side top corner. There will be the back arrow. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait for a second. We are just going ahead and start the security procedure for you. There will be a possibility you are going to receive any message, like a bogus message for canceling anything. So while we're just going to generate the security code, you will receive a bogus message like any advertisements or any cashback or anything like that, okay? So you need to let me know once you receive any messages. Just give me a moment. And just, I want to ask you one thing, madam. The Kohl's credit card, whose card it is, which I have just confirmed you?
That's mine.
Credit card. Okay, that's
yes.
You have a Kohl's wallet as well, right?
Well, yeah, I've only got that card. Right. Yeah, I have.
Okay. So you can you just be handy with that card so that we can put the security on the card either?
Okay.
Yeah, just go and get the Kohl's credit card.
I've got it, yeah.
Yeah. So please swipe the screen bottom to top and open the camera the same way.
Hello.
Open up the camera.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. And okay. Now flip your card. Flip your card. Just flip your card. Okay. Now, did you flip the card?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The scanning has been completed. So you just go to your home screen. Okay.
Okay. Now I've got
yeah.
message.
Yeah. Okay, try to check. Do you receive any messages? No messages you have received. Okay. This is the previous one, I guess. Okay, click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow. And I just want to ask you, madam, I just want to ask you, the Kohl's credit card, do you remember what is the limit of your credit card? What is the limit of your Kohl's credit card?
It's only about $1,200.
It's only about
$1,200. About $1,500, yeah.
Okay. Mm. And have you used the, what I can say, do you use the limits?
No.
Okay. So can you just swipe the screen bottom to top, go to your home screen.
Oh,
can you just log into your Kohl's wallet, madam? Log into the Kohl's wallet.
Good Lord. Kohl's wallet. Have I got Kohl's wallet? Kohl's wallet.
Okay.
I don't know if I've got one.
Okay.
I don't think I have one.
I do believe. Where you see the PayPal, just next to the PayPal, you will get to see the Kohl's wallet.
I'll go into that one. Where's my finance? Yep, I've got that. Yep. Oh, he won't come up. Yep, he won't come in.
Okay, try to tap on that.
I have, but it won't come up.
Okay, it won't come up. Okay, no problem, ma'am. Okay, no problem. Just give me a moment.
My phone's gone funny.
Okay. So, tap outside that finance.
I am. I'm back on my home page.
Just give me a moment. Australia. Just give me a moment. We were just taking care of the things. And I'll just help you. I'll just let you know what you need to do next, okay? Buddhi bhi call karegi, usko bhi call karna. Just be with me, ma'am. And just be with me, ma'am. Just be with me. Are you sure the limit will be 1200 or it is 1500?
Do you know how much our cost? Because we don't use it much.
Just give me a moment, ma'am.
Well, it could be about 20,000.
It could be 20,000?
Yeah.
I don't
use it much. That's why. I don't know.
But you need to remember what is the limit. Like you told me one time it is 1,200 and now you told me it is near about 20,000.
I think it's about 20.
It is near about 20,000, the limit of that course.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just getting hot and flustered here.
All right, no problem. So is it possible for you to get the confirmation, like whether it is the limit for 20,000, the Kohl's card?
I'm pretty sure it is. Okay, I'm
pretty sure.
That.
You are pretty sure, all right. Okay, no problem. Just give me a moment. Let me just check.
We're not using our cards after this.
Okay, no problem. But I do believe the card is active, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so please be with me. So once we just generate any security code, I'll let you know, ma'am, okay? In the meantime, you can take a glass of water for you. Take a glass of water for you. Yeah.
Well, I've got the library course coming up this week too. You just completely stand now. It's probably the...
Yeah, just be with me, ma'am. What? So just give me a moment, madam. I'm on the way to just simply go ahead and helping you to upgrade the security. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah. I think I just lost you.
No.
All right. Be with me. You need to be with me for a while, okay?
Yeah.
And check you got any new text message? Any text messages?
No messages.
Be on that messages box very shortly. Click on all messages. Yeah, be on that messages box.
Yep, all messages,
Customer.
Yeah,
ma'am, just give me a moment. Customer, though.
623.
Take it. Just be with me. Unlock Karwadi. INR. Money is being processed.
Wait till you will be getting a code. When you see the code comes up, let me know, okay?
A code? Yeah.
Yeah, on the messages. Right now you are on the messages. You will be getting a code, a security code.
No. Then I won't be able to hear. It's hard enough to understand as it is.
Just hold for a moment. You will get a code. Just do not worry.
Oh, taking forever. This is what, the fourth time. I think we're going to have to. And see how we can secure one account. They know that we've got the retirement one. That credit card. Everything needs a card. And the bank won't let you do things for us. Remember? You go to the bank and like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's the best. I mean, we do nothing. And yet here we are getting robbed. And we do nothing.
Not a problem, ma'am. It will be unlocked right now. It will be unlocked from the server right now. That is the reason you will receive a code.
Yeah, it hasn't come through yet.
Not a problem. It will be coming. Just hold.
And this is the fourth bloody time. And why? How the hell is it going over to America? Either I don't know you, but I don't know what you buy. That's the thing that was wrong this morning about me. That's why it hasn't even come up on there. And that's why I'm wondering if this is so.
Could you please help me with your cell phone number so that we can send you the code right now?
Pardon?
Help
I'm
me
here.
With your cell phone number. Yes, sir. Help me with your cell phone number.
0427-802-22.
Slowly. 04 then?
0427.
Uh-huh.
82. 802.
802.
Yeah.
122. 0278021222. That's correct?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, just hold. Could you please help me with your email address as well?
Rodney,
Okay, okay. Minimize this page down. Minimize this page down. Yep.
What was that? Minimize it.
Yeah, minimize this page and open up the settings from your cell phone. Open up the settings. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Bottom to top, yeah. And settings you want now. Settings.
Okay. And at the very top, the settings, click on your name, touch on your name.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Now, click on payment and delivery.
Yep. Don't you go anywhere. Yep.
Yeah. Now, click on the PayPal one, the top one, PayPal.
Okay.
And do you know this email address, the Bitpawn email address?
Rodney, I can't see an email.
Tell me the email address. Slowly.
Rodney.
Dot.
Yep. Phillips.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
At bigpond.
Dot com. Okay. Now swipe the page from bottom to top once again.
Okay.
Address assignment. Go bar, 3 bar ho gaya. Now open up the messages. You will get to see the code right now. Open up the messages.
Okay. It's got PayPal.
Yes.
315936.
Okay, not a problem. It's PayPal. You will get to see a message from your bank as well. Do not worry about that.
That's a code. What do I have to do with the code?
Don't have to do anything with the code. Go back. You will receive again a code. Go back.
Okay.
Did you receive another code?
Yep. PayPal 292466.
Okay.
Why do you feel like fatigue?
Got chops there, two chops there. You can cook them on the barbie if you want them.
Really?
There's cold meat and salad. And there's
No.
Well, I don't have any.
Just tomato and
cucumber. We've got lots of cucumbers, do we?
I know.
We've got the cucumbers we grew, as well as the two apples that you haven't eaten.
I feel like anything hot.
You asked me. I have no idea. All I know was that trying to stop this fall. No, it's Jason, is it? No, it's Chris.
I'll tell you in the front door. Oh,
are you there?
Yes, ma'am, we are there. We are trying to put
people
the 3D
coming in at the moment.
Yes, we are putting the 3D security to all of your information. So it's just taking a while, okay? You just come back to the home screen of your phone. Come out of the messages.
Is it going to take much longer? Because I've got people just walking in.
I understand, ma'am. We need a bit time more. Just give me a moment, okay? Yeah. You can leave your phone as it is. If you have to do something to do, you can do, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, I'm on the line with you, okay? If I need you, I will tell you, okay?
Thank you. They're all right. open. Even that won't work. Nothing's opening. I think my phone's getting hot.
Just give me a moment.
Nothing is opening.
Okay, don't touch anywhere. Just hold down the mobile wallet app. Hold it down.
Yeah.
And then you will get to see an option, remove app. Give a click on remove app.
Come on.
Okay, first click outside Click outside of it, yes.
Remove app, yep. And delete
app. Click on remove app and delete app, yes.
Yep. Okay, done.
Yes, now come to the App Store and search again.
Okay. Now get the app.
Yes.
Is that right?
Download that. Yes, yes.
Okay, open.
Yes, click on open.
It won't open.
It won't open?
Oh, where's it gone? Yeah.
Look.
That?
Look.
It's flipping off.
No, yes. Try to open it. It's not opening?
No.
Okay, just give me a moment, okay?
Nothing in my phone is working now.
I understand. Just give me a moment, okay?
No.
I didn't ring anybody, but I didn't get it and give them my number.
No, this is just scamming into a bank account.
Oh, yeah, that was one you said. So I
just done it today.
Ah, yeah. But it's a new card.
And what did you do?
I know.
I've been here 2 hours.
Yeah,
the
shipping said, oh, we got this certain amount of money from eBay. From the supermarket. I don't know.
Hello?
So you're saying that... So you're saying that... I'm being changed.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you talk... Can you just verify?
Yeah.
He's got everything now. They're giving me verification. What am I going to do?
Hello, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Now, you just do a thing, come to the Google. You're about to check the protection as because your call's mobile wallet is not opening. We need to check all the security reasons why it's not opening. Please open Google from your end.
He's gone through all my accounts, all my cards, and he's asked for all photographs and everything, and to put security on them so these people can't get into them.
No, I don't think so. But I don't know what if you've got your bank. I just don't know what you're giving me, myself.
Hello?
Go to the bank and tell them everything.
Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me? Hello?
I've done the wrong thing again.
Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
What are you up to, mate?
We are up to providing the security, sir. We don't need any of your information because you already have all the details with us. If we were from any XYZ team, we have tried to take the information and we have run off because we are not from any XYZ company, so we are not doing anything wrong. We are trying to put the securities. Okay. So, can you please give the phone to the ma'am?
Yeah.
I need to talk to her.
I would have said, bad idea, but I don't know what details you've given him there.
Give him everything.
Hang on, I'll ring you back, man.
We already have the details. We are not going anywhere. We are with you in the call. We are trying to help you out, okay? We are doing it for so long. You need to have some patience and you have to trust on us. We are trying to help you.
Is that right?
Yeah, please open the Google from your end. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me, ma'am? Hello, can you hear me?
The phone thing comes down.
Ma'am, why are you not talking to us? We were helping you, right? What happened? Hello?
Did you know how to use the Apple phone?
What he hasn't done, it's
my... What hasn't he done?
I can't use my security thing. He's gone in and done. Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, we're going
to
hang up on your mic.
We are trying to help you. We are not here to waste any time, okay? We are trying to help you for so long.
Can you get my phone working properly again and get
Yes, we are trying to fix the things. Why are you not understanding it?
Well, because this man had the same phone call.
No, I
And no, I cannot... Yeah, this is eBay. We started off with eBay. But I can't get, look, if I press on
ma'am, listen to me, ma'am. You're talking to us for so long, right? You should understand that we are not from any XYZ team. We are trying to help you out, right?
If you got an email, get him to send you his details to your email.
Hello?
All right,
can you send your details to her email and I'll just verify
exactly.
What comes
she
from?
She will get each and every information. As because her identity details are getting compromised, we are not giving anything. Until once the verification and the security is done, she will get all the confirmation email as well as a hard copy of the security procedure by post, okay?
By post?
They want to see your code while I was on there.
Yeah, I can't get anything to stay on there.
That's why we are trying to fix the problems, okay? Now please open up the Google once.
Hang on, I'll do this. Well, you don't open Google.
Yes, open Google.
Google, you just passed it.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Are you in the Google now?
Yeah.
Alright, now type on the search bar, colds, C-O-L-E-S, colds. C-O-L-E-S.
But that's not the card that's compromised. It's not compromised. That's what's got me worried.
That's why we are trying to help you, because the Colts wallet is not working. So please type the Colts on the search bar, type Colts wallet.
Yeah, but somehow or other you've made the phone's not working, mate.
That's why we're trying to help you.
Gone.
On the search bar, type Cole's wallet.
Nah, there it is. But I need to be able to call off.
You can do it on the Safari or you can do it on the Google.
Where's that to him? So how it's talking is by...
talking remote, isn't he? I don't know.
I told you it was all wrong, didn't I? Yeah.
And then you
went to
the
bar.
Oh, it's
been
recording.
I know that. So if you don't know who the phone number is, don't ask the bloody thing.
Ma'am, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. So we'd like to hang up on you. You can ring back. So how do I do that, mate?
Okay, I'm going to help you. Just come back to the home screen first.
Yep.
Now pull down the notification bar from the right-hand side corner.
Yep, good on that. Okay.
What are the options you can see now?
Yep.
What are the options you can see now?
The speakers.
Got airplane mode, or Wi-Fi, or Bluetooth, or lock screen, phone, porch, timer, calculator, camera.
Just swipe up the page from the very bottom. Swipe up the page. You're on the wrong page. Swipe up.
Well, we're on the home page.
Yeah. And now, just hold for a moment, okay? My senior supervisor is coming, okay? He will talk to you and he will help you to hang up each and everything. You just give me a moment, stay on the line for 2 minutes. He will come and talk to you and then you can hang up the call, okay? Just give me a moment.
Yeah,
hey,
there.
Yes, I'll go. Just